USA Radio News.
If you request an Uber or Lyft, you won't need your mask. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
A federal judge in Florida on Monday removed the government's mask mandate, saying it was an overreach. Public transportation riders will no longer be forced to wear masks while traveling. Not to be outdone, the mask mandate at Uber and Lyft ride-sharing dropped their mask requirements for U.S. passengers and drivers on Tuesday.
A Michigan judge has denied the motion to reduce bond for James and Jennifer Crumley. The parents of the suspected Oxford High School shooter will remain in jail on a $500,000 bond each. Prosecutors are accusing the Crumleys of neglecting their son and ignoring warning signs of his disturbing behavior. Their son, who turns 16 next week, has been charged as an adult with 24 crimes, including murder. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A Wisconsin senator is laying record-high inflation and the southern border crisis solely at President Joe Biden's feet. Senator Ron Johnson explained his reasoning to Newsmax.
What did Joe Biden do when he came into office? He declared the war on fossil fuel. He canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. That increases not only the price of gasoline, but the price of energy in general. Energy is a component, cost component of everything else you buy, basically. So that helps increase the cost of every good. That drives up inflation. Then, of course, you go on a spending spree, printing too many dollars, chasing too few goods. So I call that the triple whammy. A war on fossil fuel, too many dollars chasing too few goods, and policies that are making sure that we have even fewer goods.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is hitting Disney where it hurts. DeSantis said Tuesday the state legislature would take up a bill this week that would dismantle the special district that's allowed Disney to act as its own local government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The Pentagon is being pressed about its assistance strategy in Ukraine.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby at a briefing Tuesday is asked why the United States is providing aid to Ukraine in slices rather than giving them everything they need that the United States could have provided months ago.
If we were to, let's just say that we followed the alternative logic, and at the very beginning of the invasion, we just said, here's everything in the shoebox, let's just send it over there. Well, what if everything in the shoebox doesn't fit the fight that they're in? So you tailor each package based on the fight that they're in and what's going on at the time.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As the U.S. Postal Service continues to roll out its 10-year Delivering for America plan, the latest change involves first-class package service. Starting May 1st, an estimated 17% of three-day first-class packages will be shifted to four-day service, while 15% of four-day packages will be moved to five-day service. 10 Republicans have filed petitions to run for Michigan's governor by Tuesday's deadline. It creates a huge field for a primary electorate that will decide who challenges Democrat Gretchen Whitmer. Michigan's primary election is August 2nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.